Welcome to cPanel's official podcast. On a bi-weekly basis, our host, technical writer Lindsay White, will interview cPanel experts on a wide range of user-related topics.
Welcome back to the cPanel podcast. My name is Lindsay and I'm your host. Today I will be interviewing Dave Lanning, Technical Analyst 3, who will break down the different types of domains that exist. Hi, Dave.
Hey.
To begin, please give us a general overview of a domain. What is it? What is its purpose? That sort of thing.
Well, whenever the internet came out, they had to come up with a system to equate words to physical locations on the internet. So all a domain is a way to look up one of these locations on the internet.
So. Okay, so it's just naming the location?
Yeah.
Okay. And where does a domain appear? Where do you see it?
Most of the time, you're going to encounter it in a browser when you're going to a website, CNN.com, something like that.
Email addresses as well, too, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
What is a parked domain?
Parked domain is kind of a fun trick that we do. All it does is alias a domain to another one, which basically means that you can have your main site as, like siteA.com, and then siteB.com will just simply redirect to it. So
Okay. When
you've got a company that's got a long name, sometimes they, like overstock.com is one of the thoughts, and they have o.co now. All that does is go to overstock.com.
Oh, so it doesn't actually go to a different, so it just makes it easier to remember.
Exactly. Or you can have multiple domains go to the same place. So.
Okay, so if you have one company, but you want to have different. Yeah, you want to have it all go to that one.
Exactly. So Google does it with misspellings.
Oh, yeah. That's happened to me many times.
Yeah. I always wonder how you end up there.
Yeah. Okay. How about an add-on domain? What is that?
Add-on domain is a little bit more complicated as far as how it works. Basically, what it does is you've got your main folder where all your website files are going to be. And what it allows you to do is have one account, but have multiple domains that work off of the account.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a fusion between a subdomain, which we'll go over later, and a main domain. So you can basically have one account that has different domains working on it.
Working on it. Okay. And how do you reach each of those domains?
You actually go to the actual domain.
You actually go to that domain and then, okay.
Enable.
All right. And where can website owners manage these add-on domains?
Oh, there's two different ways. The main way is through the actual cPanel interface. You're going to have a section for add-on domains, and you can actually manage them through WHM as the server root administrator, as the reseller as well.
Okay. And is it necessary for website owners to register add-on domains with a domain name register?
Not at all. It's up to them. You can actually configure WHM in the tweak settings section to have different stringents. They can have a requirement of making sure that the add-on domain is registered, or they can have a looser policy. It's up to them.
Okay, so you can decide.
Uh-huh.
Dave, can you tell me, why do people switch up the different types of domains they use? Why do they use the different add-on domains, subdomains, the parked domains? What is the purpose of that?
We'll say with an add-on domain, the most common reason people will do this is they have a main cPanel account and they want to add another domain that has a little bit different website.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives them enough flexibility to do that. For any more advanced reason past that, they'd actually want to have their own cPanel account. But say with subdomains, those are purely organizational. So you've got different content on your site and you want an easy way for somebody to look that content up. So you could just use a subdomain. So like we have with the cPanel.net, and then go.cPanel.net just brings them somewhere a little bit different very easily with like three extra characters.
And that's the type of marketing type of...
It's usually marketing. It's really just organizational. It's like, where do you want your site to show up and how do you want to get there?
Easy to remember.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Okay. And how about a subdomain? What is that?
So subdomain, whenever you actually look at a domain name, it reads right to left. So first it's going to say, is this an .edu or .com or an .info?
Mm-hmm.
Then it branches one over. So you'll see like cPanel.info. Then you can go one further over to the left and say have server1.cpanel.info. And that's considered a subdomain.
Is it like a subsection of a website?
Exactly.
Or can you give me like an example of that?
Like here we have go.cpanel.net, which is one of our new redirection links.
Okay.
And the actual go part of go.cpanel.net is the subdomain.
All right. So when you click go.cpanel.net, where does it take you exactly?
It's basically taking you to a folder.
It takes you to a folder.
Main website. Yeah,
oh,
it's just
okay.
A subsection. It's a shortcut to get to it.
All right. Well, that's about it. Thank you, Dave, for your insight on this topic. Listeners, tune in next time for more helpful information direct from cPanel.
If you have a topic idea, please email us at podcast@cpanel.net. podcast@cpanel.net. And we may incorporate it into a future show. Join us in 2 weeks for a new episode of cPanel's official podcast.